Let's read together Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. This chapter deals with the matter of weak Christians and strong Christians getting along together. Romans chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another, and another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Well, let's begin this first section of Romans 14 with some background notes. Romans 14 is in the practical division of Romans, and it's all about scruples. Scruples involve matters that are morally neutral in themselves, and yet they affect the conscience. But they don't affect every believer's conscience the same way. For example, do you feel it's okay to wear jeans to church on Sunday? Is it okay for men to wear jeans to church on Sunday, but not for women? Is it okay for the young people to wear jeans to church on Sunday, but not for the older folks? Is it okay to wear jeans to church on other days of the week, but not on Sunday? You see, we're dealing with an issue here which is morally neutral. The Bible does not condemn or condone the wearing of jeans to church on Sunday. And yet, most Christians have some kind of dress code or standard in their minds as to what is acceptable and what is not acceptable dress to wear to church on Sunday. So to have scruples is to be reluctant to do something because of a tender conscience in a matter that is of secondary importance and essentially morally neutral. That's really what Romans 14 is all about. Now, I mentioned Sunday dress code. We could also mention many other things, such as, is it okay to have wine with your dinner? Is it okay to bring drums into the church? How about guitars in the church? Many more things we could mention, and maybe we will. Now, who is the weak Christian and who is the strong Christian according to Romans 14? The Christian who has scruples about something that is morally neutral is the weak Christian. The Christian, for example, who has a rigid legalistic dress code for Sunday is the weaker Christian. That, by the way, is not to say that the Bible doesn't have a dress code. The Bible, I think, does have a dress code. To dress in a vain way, or an offensive way, or in a way to draw attention to yourself, does violate the biblical dress code. But the Bible's dress code does not dictate whether you can wear jeans to church on Sunday or not, or whether a woman must wear a dress on Sunday to church. Now, before we're through with Romans 14, we'll see that the proper use of Christian liberty also determines how we dress. We need to understand that in the context of Romans 14, to be weak in faith does not mean you have a small faith or that you're not spiritual. To be weak in faith means being weak in understanding the faith. The weaker Christian is more hung up in areas where they don't need to be hung up. The stronger Christian is more freed up in these morally neutral areas. In the early church, there were several areas where believers had scruples. One area was whether it was okay to eat meat, or was it better to be a vegetarian? After all, some of the meat sold in the marketplace had been dedicated to the pagan gods. Read 1 Corinthians 8 and 1 Corinthians 10 in this connection. Another area was the matter of continuing to keep the Sabbath and the other special days of the Old Testament law. The early Christians differed in their opinions and conscience concerning these things. Well, today we have other matters, such as the proper use of Sunday afternoon, for example. How about what music is proper for worship? How about attending the theater? Is it okay to play the office football and basketball pools? Is it okay to drink a glass of wine with your meals? Many more things we could add, right? But you see, Christians around the world have scruples in different matters. And a lot more we could say there, but I think we better move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. So doctrinal or teaching point number one. Weak and strong Christians should live together in happy fellowship. Weak and strong Christians should live together in happy fellowship. Verses 1 and 2. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one who believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. The weaker Christian here in the early church, and even today, is the vegetarian. For conscience sake, all right? The stronger Christian here is the believer who has no problem eating fish or beef or pork on any day of the week. Now notice what the scripture is teaching here. Both the weak and the strong are to be received into fellowship, whether or not a person watches football on Sunday afternoon is not to be a test for reception into church fellowship. Wonder why I use that example this morning, right? Some good football games going on this afternoon. Whether or not a Christian drinks wine with his dinner is not to be a test for reception into church fellowship. Yes, it's okay to discuss these matters with one another. But you see, they are not to be a test of fellowship. Whether or not the person is a true believer, that's the test for fellowship. Scruples are not to be a test for Christian fellowship. Now remember, we are not talking here about moral matters like fornication or drunkenness. The Bible very definitely has standards in moral areas for reception into fellowship. And the Bible is not talking here about doctrinal matters. Reception into fellowship very definitely requires that a person be sound in doctrine as to the person and work of Christ. But in matters that are morally neutral, these are not to be a test of fellowship. Weak and strong Christians should live together in happy fellowship. Doctrinal point number two. Weak and strong Christians should not judge or despise one another. Weak and strong Christians should not judge or despise one another. Verses 3 and 4. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Notice the two words that are used here, judge and despise. The stronger Christian, you see, tends to despise or look down with contempt on the weaker Christian. I can't believe you're so hung up about clothes that are proper for Sunday. What difference does it make whether a man has a tie on or not? Whereas the weaker Christian tends to judge the stronger Christian. Look at what he's wearing to church. I can't believe it. What do you think this is, a social club? This is the house of God. And look at the way he's wearing jeans to church. I can't believe it. I hear he watches football on Sunday afternoon as well. So what does the Bible command here? Stop it, both of you. This is our Heavenly Father reprimanding us here. Weak and strong Christians should not judge or despise one another. And doctrinal or teaching point number three. Weak and strong Christians should look to the Lord and not to each other for approval. Weak and strong Christians should look to the Lord and not to each other for approval. Verses 6 through 8. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. In these areas of moral indifference, such as Sunday dress codes and having wine with meals, etc., etc., we should not be looking to one another for approval or disapproval. We live before the Lord. That's the point of verse 7. For none of us lives to himself. The point here is not that our lives don't affect others, but the point here is that we answer to the Lord first and foremost. Do our lives meet with his approval? Even in these areas that are morally neutral, we should always ask ourselves if what we're doing meets with the Lord's approval. Why? Because he is the Lord. That's one reason why our Lord died and lives again. Verse 9, for to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. So how we live all the way through life, even in our deaths and how we die, it is before the Lord. We want to glorify the Lord and be approved by him in life and in death. Weak and strong Christians should look to the Lord and not to each other for approval. Practical application. Let's not use false tests for spirituality. Unfortunately, these matters that are morally neutral can wrongly become tests for spirituality. The brother who wears a white shirt and tie to church is thought to be more spiritual than the brother who comes in a blue denim shirt with open collar. The sister who is a teetotaler is thought to be more spiritual than the sister who has a glass of wine with dinner. How wrong can we be? In the early church at Rome, Paul was saying in verse 6 that they could observe the Sabbath and give thanks to God, or not observe the Sabbath and give thanks to God. They could eat meat, even pork or meat offered to idols, and give thanks to God, or they could be vegetarians and give thanks to God. These things were not a test of spirituality. They were a measure of understanding the faith, but not a test of spirituality. How dare we go against God's word and judge the spirituality of fellow believers by the clothes that they wear, or their use of makeup, or by their Sunday afternoon activities, or by their use of wine with meals, etc., etc. Let's not use false tests for spirituality.